Lata. Mero ano dibi dibi mafi kumbuya. Mi ayuras the fire and data. Mero ano dibi dibi mafi kumbuya.
She had the almond shaped eyes, crescent fingernail tips, Ethiopian nose, sweet Israelite lips. Her hair was locked, 100% pure wool, black as a raven and smelled like berry oil. The breasts were like the ripest melons, and coal black nipples are highly suckable. I smelled the myrrh and frankincense from a garden, Egyptian musk just south of the Jordan. White now, blue now, however thinkable. Dreams of the queen did seem quite drinkable. Strong thighs, ass I like. See, I know she rode a bike. Seen her, met her at a concert somewhere on earth. Shaquilla, nah, even more of a pearl. And I wish she was my Rastafarian girl.
Me, I am Rastafarian, da da. Me, I am Dibi Dibi, my
she stood there in the midnight air, the moonlight glow on her Hebrew hair. As for me, about hungry as hell, no God degree even at the hotel. Start the look, then she said that she cooked, and that she lived about a block from the spot we stood. So refined, vegetarian, no swine, Johnny cakes, lentils, and water for wine. Man, look, she the type to read books, concerned about culture like a black girl should be. Naturally lovely, as we conversate, she played Bob Marley. Speaking of real love with me, like Akhenaten and Nefertiti, you know the type, right and exact, sort of made me proud to be pro-black. The beautifulest thing in the world, Keith Murray, nah, my Rastafarian girl, check it. To myself, she's worth a good rhyme. Well, ready, dready, and if she let me, I set her right down and coast so steady. The quiet type, yet very outspoken. Couldn't let her know she had me open, knowing she felt as I did, cause a wise man listens to what's not said. I felt the vibes, she really dug wise, and besides,